It's Byline. I'm Gabe Bullard in for Rick Hallett. I'm here with WFPL arts reporter Aaron Keene. Aaron, thanks for coming down.
Oh, thanks for having me, Gabe.
And so one thing you wrote about is that Charlie Newton, the crime writer,
yes.
His name has various effects on people, is coming to town.
Charlie Newton is an oversized character, almost like a character in one of his books. He writes about Chicago, cops, corruption, crime, all the big C's. And he has a really idiosyncratic style in which he takes real crimes, real events that have happened, and sort of weaves these complex storylines around them. But also he names his characters after real people. So Start Shooting is his second novel. One of the heroes is Bobby Vargas, who's a gangs unit cop out of Chicago who plays blues guitar, based on Charlie Newton's friend, Bobby Vargas, who is a gangs unit Chicago cop.
Here.
Yeah. So when I talked to Charlie earlier this week, I asked him, for a writer who's this invested in what he calls giving his readers the backstage pass to these lives and into these events, he's very, very invested in authenticity and honesty. And so I said, well, Charlie, why do you write fiction and not nonfiction? And this was his
Before
response.
Before I can fully answer it, I'll tell you this. And if we were facing each other, this is that moment where you step back and go, I'm not sure this guy's okay. I write from 3:30 in the morning till 10, and then I go to the gym for a couple hours, come home, do a little business wherever home is at that moment, then I go out and wander whatever country I'm in. And I'm in that country because it either pertains to the book I'm writing right now or to the next one. I come home about 6 o'clock, have 2 shots of vodka and a 30-ounce glass of something, and go to bed. That means I'm operating wherever I am all the time off the grid. When you write as aggressively as I do, you're a certain kind of empty, an odd kind of empty, at the end of that 5 or 6 hours. And Hemingway and lots of others medicated with drugs or alcohol or sex. It's an odd kind of empty that you fill up that way. You're just looking somehow to not feel that empty. So I said, well, I figured out I'd go to the gym, that was a different set of muscles, and it was a rote behavior as opposed to a thinking behavior, and it was semi-social, and you didn't have to speak to anybody, but there were things going on around you. And then the reason for the timing is the loneliest time of the day, the time you'd be most susceptible to alcohol, drugs, and other things, would be 6:30 to 10, when most of you go home from selling your souls at work all day, and then you have significant others and a dog and a house and family and friends, and I don't have any of that. And so I need to be asleep at that moment. And then when I get up at 3:30, my life's in that book. And this is finally your answer you're looking for. Those people are real people. Those situations, for the most part, are real. The places are absolutely real. I've been to them all, or I don't use them. And so I'm living in those sentences. That's my sex, my alcohol, my betrayal, my love, my affection, my hopes and dreams, and what I'm typing. And it's really alive for me.
Charlie's reading tonight at Second Story Books at 6:30, and he's leading a workshop tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. at the bookstore.
All right. Thanks a lot, Aaron Keene. That's all the time we have on Byline. More information is at WFPL.org.